It is a period of civil war. The rebellion against the sinister and corrupt Federated Alliance grows stronger, and the fate of the galaxy hangs in the balance. Now, Rebel emissary Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Great, yeah, you know, we didn't celebrate Dependence Day on my planet. What is Dependence Day?
Emissary Dexeter, Dependence Day is when any ship that contains sentient beings gets to declare their dependence, which they can write off on their taxes.
Oh. Alright, well,
we get extra crew on that day, and also they fill us up with sweet gas.
That is also
true. Sweetest gas you ever had.
Oh.
It's like swimming in a bowl of cherry soup.
Cool, alright.
Is anybody else really cold? No. Oh. Everybody's pressing body temperature is like hovering around like 140 degrees or something like that.
No,
no,
something's
a little pale.
Are you okay, Dar?
I'm just not. I don't. What?
Oh no.
Oh, Dar?
Yeah, something's wrong.
Maybe you should go back to bed.
I'm fine.
No, that's not true.
Whatever.
Dar, one of your scales just fell off.
I need to see somebody.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Dar, do you have a primary care physician?
What?
I think that's probably no. Dar, I don't want to be indelicate, but is it because you jucked that corpse?
I don't know.
Well, that's actually a pretty strong probability that she picked something up, yeah.
Plek, I want you to look me in the one open eye that I have right now.
Okay.
You have to promise me something.
Yeah, anything.
You have to kill me.
What? Right now?
Yes.
No, Dar, I can't promise that.
Look at me in the one
no.
Half open eye that I have.
Just recording this and so you can have this on record.
Promise me. If I'm not...
Okay, can I give like a time limit or something?
You have 12 hours.
Okay, oh my god, Dar, I'm gonna fix this, okay? I'm gonna figure out a way to fix this for you. I'm not going to kill you, but if it comes to that, I will, because I promise, because I'm your friend.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Would you just rub my head a little bit?
Yeah, that's the thing I can definitely do.
Dirk, be drinking enough water?
My species doesn't drink water.
Oh, of course, I'm so sorry. Are you drinking enough sand?
I have a glass of sand by the bedside table.
All right, I'm going to go get that glass of sand.
Huh.
Dirt species need silicates to
keep
their life cycle going.
Interesting.
You can pet my head a little harder.
Okay, I'm just really going at it. I feel like I assumed you had a skull, but I'm not. Should I? How hard should I push?
As hard as you can.
Okay. Am I going to hit brain or something?
No,
at some?
My brain is not up, and that's part of my body.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you don't have to worry.
My brain is here.
Oh, yeah.
So you should know that when you kill me.
Okay.
It seems to me when no one else is excited about Dependence Day, so...
I guess I just don't really understand what it is. Like...
It's kind of just a big party.
A tax party?
Well, all the ships get to write off their dependents, so they get money, and they also get a free tank of gas. It's just part of Dependence Day.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's cool, but what does it mean for the, you know, for the every Tellurian?
You get to be written off.
I feel like that happens to me almost every day.
Did they give you a hamburger if that makes you bubble burster?
Yeah, when they fill out the forms, usually there is a big cookout, so that's fun.
Okay, great.
And then we explode people who aren't dependent into the sky.
What?
Emissary Deck Center, I have an incoming transmission from Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundelow.
Okay. Hey, Nermit.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry if you can't hear me. It's really, really loud here.
What is going on, Nermit?
Well, first of all, Happy Dependence Day.
Happy Dependence Day, I guess.
It's amazing.
It's like the Dependence Day light show that's happening.
Well, it's not just a light show. They're shooting people who are not dependent up into the sky, and they're just exploding them. And it's
people who are independent people?
Independence?
Yeah.
It's really a lot of fun.
Oh, well. Feels like vindictive a little bit.
Emissary Dexter, consider that a person who can claim no friend among any ship, is that really the sort of person you want hanging around?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if I'd shoot him into space, though.
But anyway, so Barge.
Listen, Nermit, I hate to interrupt.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with Dar. I feel like we need to find like a...
Dar?
Like a weird alien doctor.
Well, preferably just a good doctor.
Guys,
if they need to be
they don't need to be weird.
This is fortuitous because, Bargy, I've sent a lot of printouts to you. Do you see?
Yeah, they're printing out right now.
Okay.
Hold on.
So...
It's taking a while.
So another part of Dependence Day is obviously this is when there's open enrollment for the Rebellion's healthcare plan, which, Dar, we need to get you on it immediately.
We could probably send her to a doctor first and then...
No, but there's...
But the cost will be so...
Yeah, you should try to be in-network if you can with the Rebellion. They have preferred providers. If you guys can just gather up these printouts...
But these are a lot of forms.
Grab the,
is there a digital copy of these, Nermit?
I ran out of paper.
Okay.
Like two-thirds done.
Okay, well, they have a printer on SR headquarters, so what you're going to do is you're going to fly to SR.
SR?
Sentient Resources.
Yeah, Sentient Resources. Oh. And also, Plek, I think you had tie-dye, right?
Oh, yeah, the egg. It's gotten bigger, but also my vision has gotten a lot better, so...
Your eye is about three times the size it used to be.
So everyone, get to SR, because Plek needs an ophthalmologist. Dar needs probably,
Plek?
Yes?
Why do you need Plek?
Yeah, what can I do for you?
She's very ill.
Yeah, you're maybe delusional. Something's wrong.
Where'd you go?
I'm right here.
Don't go too far away.
No, okay. This is very strange. All right, Bargy, can you take us to SR?
Already going. I'm so excited.
Plecky, can I have a blankie, please?
Plecky?
Attention, my loyal babies. It is I, your queen, Councillor Kasoo of the Council of Seven, here with simply amazing news. On our planet, we have achieved a 100% baby employment rate. How did we do this? With ZipRecruiter. As you know, hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, applicants who didn't want to be paid in delicious warm milk. But forthwith and furthermore, hiring can be easy. All you have to do is go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter.com/Zix. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. In fact, ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. With results like that, it's no wonder it's the highest rated site in America. I have no idea where that is. Maybe because I'm just a baby. Oh, look at this! Right now, people on any planet can try ZipRecruiter for free! That's right, free! Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Zix. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ZYXX. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. But there's, of course, a position you need not hire for, as there can only be one queen of the babies. Me! Goodbye!
I just can't believe the Rebellion has such a deep bureaucratic system. in place?
Well, healthcare, it's a famous weaver's nest of just red tape.
I mean, yeah, but the Rebellion, I always sort of thought, was like this bunch of ragtag freedom fighters, you know?
Now seeing ship 448.
Hi, y'all. Think you're coming over here? Linda B?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Hi.
Hello.
Come on, take a seat. Happy Dependence Day.
Thank you very much.
SR.
Can I have a lollipop?
Sure, you can get a lollipop. Do y'all have a hamburger?
I'm not super hungry. I'll probably get one later.
Oh.
Do I need...
Okay.
Should I... I mean, I can.
I mean, that is custom here on SR.
All right, yeah. I mean, you know, sure.
Mm-hmm. Just be careful, though, because the guy who makes them, Flaxoid, I heard he doesn't really wash his hands after he goes bathroom.
I heard.
Please don't tell him I said that.
I won't. Yeah, no, I won't.
What is your name again?
My name is Taxus.
Taxus. Great to meet you.
So, y'all ready to... declare your dependence?
Yeah. Emissary Plague Dex
dependent.
No, that's not
right. That's actually not, yeah.
We are all, which is to say Emissary Dex Center, myself, C-53, and Security Officer Dar, declaring his dependence for the Bargerian J.
Okay, and I assume that you have the appropriate forms. Of course, you'll have known that we have upgraded our system to paper, and
When you say upgraded to paper... Mm-hmm. What was it originally?
It was digital, of course, but we found that to be full of flaws. So we've upgraded to paper, actually. It's very hard against, like, cyber terrorism.
It's true, hard to hack paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you could steal it, though.
What if somebody loses the binder?
Well, don't tell anyone I told you this, but Seraxon in Window A has lost the binder.
Really?
He's lost most of his stuff. Yeah.
You know, Taxus, it probably helps for you to, like, work at a desk job because you got all those sort of arms that can be filing multiple forms at once.
Yeah, everyone on my planet, we're really good multitaskers.
Sure.
It's just sort of what we do.
Yeah, and your eyes can point different directions, too, so you can keep an eye out on your fellow office mates.
Yeah, I like to kind of know what's going on at all times. Like, down the hallway, way behind me, and to the left... Someone's getting fired.
Right now?
He didn't hear from me, though.
Get out of here! You get out of here right now!
What? I worked here till just now.
Oh, gosh. Rod, help us.
I guess,
Well, we have, I think, most of the forms, but we ran out of paper trying to print them all out, so I think we're missing our 1222 and the 4171.
Here, I got these right here. You guys can fill them out right here.
Taxes. If I don't know what my pre-existing condition is, what should I write down?
I would just write down that you seem a little misshapen.
But that's sort of always...
This is actually my constant shape.
Okay. Yeah, I would just list your species as a pre-existing condition.
Does that mean you won't be able to get health care for a dart?
That's really not for me to say, but yeah, probably. I did hear that some people are getting turned away just based on the mood of the person reviewing their forms.
Whoa.
So, like, your mood?
I guess you could say, yeah, my mood. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Is that a roundabout way of saying that, like, we want to stay on your good side or you're not going to, you know, approve our forms?
I really have disclosed too much at this time, but yeah, pretty much.
Okay, wow. Yeah, it's, sure.
Taxi, did you hear something? It might make you real angry.
What?
Do you know Charlene down 1818-5?
Yes, I know Charlene down 1818-5.
Apparently, she got together with Florgorg.
Get the juck out of here.
I'm just
Florgorg.
Spreading the news. Your ex, Florgorg. I'm just saying, what do I know? Bye.
Who was that?
Well, that really does rankle my tankle. And my tankle does not get rankled very easily.
No, I was going to say, it's very straight.
Thank you. I had a little work done on it, but...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you'd never know.
No, you'd never... I would never have known.
Extremely
Thank
natural.
You. Yeah.
Taxes, I guess I just want to make sure that we're not wasting our time here. We really need to get health care for our security officer.
You're not wasting your time, okay? You're not wasting your time. Unlike that biatch with Florgorg. Yep.
Here's the summary of the meeting where we talked about the new phone system.
Okay, thank you so much. Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Did you hear a little rumor about Florgorg?
Well, I'm not one to, like, repeat gossip.
No, me neither.
I
would
know,
never,
that's
but
why
can
I
you
like
just tell
you.
Me everything you know?
Sure. So I heard that Florgorg was doing some decently deep hanky-panky in the supply closet with both Echelon, Binkle, and DeLamp.
DeLamp?
Wait, I'm sorry, did you say a lamp?
No.
No, not a lamp. DeLamp.
DeLamp?
Yeah. Are y'all almost done with your paperwork right now? I need a break. I need to take a break.
We're trying here, but there's just these forms are quite long.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Okay.
Now, the Bargerian Jade has to fill out some forms though too, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. They kind of have their own bureaucracy that's sort of separate from ours.
Oh, so she's in a different SR that's just for ships.
Oh, ship resources.
Okay, the number of people inside of me, it could be 3 or 4. It's been 5 at some point.
You really should know this.
Yeah, I just think it's 2. I'm gonna say 2.
2?
Yeah. Okay, if you get this wrong, the consequences are dire, but I trust that you're right. You know, let's put the infinity sign up. That's a good catch-all.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, next question. Mm-hmm. Is morale generally high or low?
Oh, very low.
Low.
I mean, you're a ship, you understand.
I mean,
you're not doing what you want to be doing. What's your dream?
I wanted to be a singer.
Yeah. I was a movie. You know who I am. We all know who I am.
Yeah. No,
look
yeah.
what I'm doing. I'm sitting across from you today.
Yeah. No, so neither of us wants to be here.
No. So my morale is... Could it be better? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we all know that. You know that.
So we'll say mid to low?
Mid to low.
Mid to low.
Sometimes very low.
Okay, so we'll say...
Infinity sign.
Infinity sign. It's a good catch-all.
I just don't understand how Florgor could do that to me. I mean, we broke up because I was overly satisfying him, but it's fine.
You were overly satisfying him?
Too happy?
I don't have a whole lot of relationship experience, but if
He doesn't, but he should, because he's such a good boy.
I would think people would love that big, beautiful eye of yours.
Thank you.
It's so swollen and glistening.
No. It's not even his best feature.
It sees real well.
Yeah.
I sort of feel like it sees so well, it's not even me seeing it.
It belongs to our friend. The Keck is watching. Hello.
Yeah, that's true.
So you have a giant eye that's not your own eye. That is going to count as a double pre-existing condition and might disqualify you and any of your progeny. You're going to check that box on the form?
Wait, I have to check a box that says my kids don't get health care?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Oh, boy.
States that pretty clearly.
Taxes?
Yep.
Texas.
Yeah.
We both wanted to give you the news.
We printed out an email from Florgorg. It was in Florgorg's drafts folder.
What's it say?
It's a picture, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Probably could have just sent that email, just forwarded it to Texas.
That could have been hacked.
Paper's the future.
Yeah, I guess so.
What is it? Just show me. What is it?
It's DeLamp without DeLamp on it, so...
Oh,
so DeLamp is a lamp.
DeLamp
no,
is
DeLamp.
A person.
No, DeLamp.
It's a DeLamp. He's just got sort of like a conical head and a very long, skinny body, and then like a round, flat circle at the bottom.
And he emits light.
But he's not a lamp.
But he's also an asshole.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know this is not in the spirit of Dependence Day.
Wow, these characters aren't even halfway through their forms.
Listen, Taxes, if you could do anything at all to help, we just really need to get to a doctor.
These are all my forms. Take these, Taxes.
Oh.
Like is my daddy. Here you go.
Oh, no.
Take it.
Oh, wow.
No, don't file those.
See, she finished.
Please don't file those.
What? I'm sorry, they've already been filed.
Oh, boy.
Dar, you listed your race as Tellurian.
He's Tellurian.
No, but you're not Tellurian, Dar.
Hey, listen,
my
Taxes...
body doesn't even want these scales anymore.
Oh, wow. They are falling out. They're really coming right out.
You are shedding all over the place.
Taxes, I don't mean to sound ungrateful, but if there's any way you could just expedite this process so that we might see a doctor immediately.
Taxes, tell us the truth. What's the bribing situation like here on SR?
Oh, that's a good point.
Are you all willing to kill?
What?
Wow.
Who do you want? Are you talking about us killing your ex-boyfriend?
Black is ready to kill. He looked me in the eye today, and he told me he would kill me within 12 hours.
Oh,
that's just true. He said you would kill her.
Where do we find this person?
Well, I heard this, and don't repeat this. You didn't hear it from me, but I heard that Florgorg's going to be in the alleyway, right? You see this dark, long alleyway that leads to the little cubicle I'm sitting in? It's a long, complex maze. It connects the whole bureaucracy of SR.
Huh. You want us to head into the maze, find Florgorg, and take him out?
I would never say something like that, but if that were to happen, that would make this process much faster. Hmm. Also, you need to let me know what kind of sweet gas you guys want for your jet.
I think she said cherry.
Yeah, cherry.
Yeah, we got cherry. Like a sweet cherry soup.
That's the exact one that we're looking for.
Mm, that's my favorite, too.
You drink gasoline?
How do you know?
Of course I drink gasoline. Look at me.
I mean, I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Next question. Do you have any dependents that do not reside inside of you at this current time?
I have a son.
Okay.
Named Blimpy. He's an amusement park.
Mm-hmm.
I have a manager I don't speak to anymore. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of people, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Boy, do I know. A lot of people coming in and out from inside of you.
And they wear shoes.
What's that about?
I would never.
Aren't you disgusting?
If I had feet, I would never. Well, first of all, I had long legs.
Yes.
And that would chop my feet off.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I'm just going to put an infinity sign. Okay.
Okay, quiet.
Man, this is a long hallway.
I mean, this is like a tunnel.
Yeah. Also,
Nikki,
we didn't really get any description of Florgorg. I feel like we didn't get enough information. Yeah.
Do you think this is Florgorg in here?
I don't think so.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. She was so loud. Did it hurt everybody else's little baby
Darn,
ears?
Maybe just don't open random doors. Maybe head back to Bargy and take it easy until we sort this out.
Yeah.
No, I'm dependent on Black. I can't go anywhere.
Okay, you can just keep following me.
Are you guys lost already? You guys okay?
Yeah.
You look sort of lost.
Can you help us, please?
Of course I can help. Give me one sec. I'm just wrapping up a phone call. Hospital of Childhood Cancers. I just wanted to make a donation. Happy Dependence Day to you, too. Okay, love you. Bye-bye. Sorry about that, guys. I was so rude.
You didn't even say what your name was to them. It's an anonymous donation?
No, they know me. I do this a lot.
That's...
But my name is Florgorg. What's your name?
C-53. I'm a protocol and diplomatic relations droid.
Emissary Plek Dexeter, and this is our security officer, Dark.
It's wonderful to meet you all. Have you just gotten a little lost? I know these mazes can be so confusing.
We just came back here. We were actually looking for DeLamp.
Oh, I can show you to his cubicle if you want.
You can just tell us.
We can probably just point us the way.
No, I'll walk you over. Any excuse to see my friend DeLamp.
Okay. You and DeLamp real close?
We're lovers, in fact.
Oh, really?
Oh.
You and DeLamp?
Yeah, I found a deep kind of love with DeLamp that I've never known. It's like my life has finally begun. Do you know that feeling?
I do. No, I do know that feeling. That's so beautiful.
Florgorg.
Oh my gosh, DeLamp!
Hey!
How are you, sweetheart?
I was just talking with some strangers, and they asked me about you, and I was explaining how we're lovers.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny, because that is actually exactly what I'm doing right now.
No way.
We are so psychically linked.
Crazy.
Love you.
Love you, Florgorg.
Anyway, here's DeLamp, and here I am. What can we do you for?
Plek?
Can I talk to you and see for a second?
Yeah.
We'll just be right
one
back.
Second,
sure.
Florgorg and
Absolutely.
DeLamp.
Absolutely.
We'll just be in love.
You can't kill him.
I know. I think he seems like a really good... I kind of thought he was the villain in this situation.
But maybe Taxus.
I think Taxus...
Not to paint everyone on a binary spectrum of being good or evil, but...
Sure.
Taxus seemed like maybe not a good person.
Yeah.
Bad person.
Yeah, I think we may have gotten this whole situation all wrong.
Yeah.
Florgorg, do you think we have room in our house for even more adoptees?
Oh, no.
I think we do. I mean, would you guys want to be our dependents?
Yeah, would you?
Are you talking to the three of us?
No, we're on speakerphone with our prospective adopted children.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah!
Listen, Florgor, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What do you know about Taxus?
Taxus, I'd still call her a dear friend of mine.
Yeah.
Even though we might have ended on not so good terms.
What happened?
Well, I just broke up with her and she didn't really like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
That's a lot of sense.
Yeah, that kind of explains a lot.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I think we found what we were looking for here. We're just going to head back to our desk where we were filling out some forms.
Okay, well, make sure you guys stick around for the light show.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
It's really something
special. Are there any moral concerns about the...
Yeah, I was going to say, does that bother you at all that you shoot non-dependent people into the sky?
You know, I just always assumed if there are people in the world who don't love anyone, then it's probably a great honor to die. And in your death, you make so many people happy.
Right.
Well, that's an extremely positive way of looking at that.
Yeah.
It really is.
Also, DeLamp, I feel like you of all people, really value illumination.
What do you mean?
Well, the way
what's
you
that supposed to...
What do you mean by that?
I don't know what you're trying to get at.
Dr. DeLamp, there's a patient here.
Wait, DeLamp, you're a doctor?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
I'm a podiatrist.
Listen, DeLamp, I hate to ask you this. Can you take a look at my friend Dar?
Sure. Oh. Oh, boy. Has your friend Dar been exhibiting a... It's weird to say it on this day when we're celebrating this, but maybe an extreme sense of dependence on anyone? Really?
Yes. Yeah? Yes.
This is a really touchy question. Did your friend R, how to say this?
Have sex with a corpse?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. That all checks out.
You're a good podiatrist.
Dar, can you lay down and show me the bottom of your feet? Luckily, this happens to be actually a...
Oh, you're kidding?
No.
Wow, we really like that.
Foot disorder.
I don't know if this was in response to your request, or she has just passed out, but these are her feet.
All right. Florgorg, hand me that syringe.
Of course, baby.
Thank you, baby.
My love.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome, baby.
Thank you, baby.
Love you, baby.
There's sort of... feels like there's a time crunch here.
There is. Black, come here.
What?
Come here, please. Come close.
Okay.
Time is almost up. You have to kill me.
No, I can't. No, we're about to cure you.
Oh, no.
We've got a doctor.
There's a doctor here who can help you.
You promised me.
We're just going to stab this in the foot.
Hachi-machi. Oh.
Dar, are you feeling okay?
Yeah.
Hey, great.
Whoa. Well,
DeLamp has done it again.
Listen, Dr. DeLamp, I really can't thank you enough. And I gotta say, great healthcare.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not in network.
What?
No, I'm very costly.
In network for the rebellion.
Come on.
It's gonna be incredibly expensive.
Have you been rehearsing for the Dependence Day dance?
Yes.
Great.
I've memorized it. I've added a couple of my own additional moves
to
it.
I know.
I was thinking about doing a little tush shake and a hatch open.
Oh, a hatch open. I like that, actually. People don't usually do that because then, you know, all the... You know,
stuff comes out.
But they're not stuff. People call it stuff. They're not stuff. They're our insides. It feels amazing talking to another ship.
It does. It feels really good.
Happy Dependence Day.
Taxus.
Yeah? She killed him.
Listen, about that. We were not able to kill Florgorg.
What?
I mean,
what the hell's wrong?
Well, a couple reasons. First, seems like a good dude.
Real good dude. That is exactly what he wants you to think.
And did you meet DeLamp? Delightful guy. Great doctor.
Of course I know DeLamp. A great doctor.
Well, I mean, he cured Dar.
Almost instantaneously.
Yeah.
Wow, you really do look better.
Thank you.
Listen, Taxus, thanks for your help. Thanks for filing those forms for us.
You're welcome. Thanks, I guess, for nothing. This is the worst Dependence Day since last year.
What happened last year?
Killed my lover.
Oh, okay. Wait, so...
Yeah,
so
Texas,
hold on a second.
You killed your lover last year. Why don't you just do it again this year?
Also, if that was a bad Dependence Day and it didn't happen this year, what do you want, Texas?
I don't know what I want.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
I am just fundamentally unhappy, and I like to push that on to other people.
Okay.
I'm a bureaucrat.
Okay. Listen, your self-awareness really makes up for a lot of your shortcomings, Texas.
Thank you so much. Did y'all get a hamburger? Did I ask that already?
Yeah, no, we decided against it because of the hand-washing thing.
Oh, you're not going to? Okay. All right. You're too good for hamburger.
No, we're not too good. You just made it sound like a bad idea.
I don't have any recollection of that.
Hey, everybody! The ships are doing the Dependence Day dance in the sky!
Wow! Look at them go! Man, I didn't think Bargy had moves like that.
Gather around the dais of the super big stage and wonderfully observe the explosions of the independence.
Wonderfully observe?
Yeah.
A one.
Joseph Rang.
they say their names?
Oh, it is beautiful though.
I don't know.
Miko Harris.
Oh my gosh. I heard he owed the government a lot of money. Oh, I heard that he was actually a pretty nice guy. It's too bad that happened to him.
Very sad.
Bleep. I don't know much about him.
Just bleep.
And now, gather around the dais of the such big stage for the finale of this.
Why are we still here?
Dependence Day celebration.
Jacob 4, Evan Boone, Sanford 2, Taylor B, Ellie Haley, Taylor 4, Sandy Newby, Dewey Narrative, Heart of the Car, Courtney DeLovell, Edward the Tour, Cindy Sidney, Bob the Squealer, Hancock, The Banky, The Doorstopper, Rick, Horse in the Cat, Lublin, Harapin, Casador, Tilla.
Stopped.
Wait, Brian the Corkmanster was a dependent. No!
Dart, is it weird that I'm your parent now?
No, because you and I were both denied coverage, so it doesn't really matter.
Hmm.
You get to file again next year.
Oh, boy. At least we weren't shot into the sky, huh? Honestly, I'd rather not have healthcare than be shot into the sky.
Like you need healthcare.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, no, it's
right.
It's ready to burst.
Emissary Duck Center, I have an incoming transmission from Missions Operations Manager, Nermit Thunderboy.
Hey, Nermit.
Hello, Nermit.
Nermit, are you?
What is up? I'm good.
What is that hat you're wearing?
This is a Dependence Day hat.
It's like a picture of orange beer turned upside down.
Yeah. Oops, I thought I was my hat.
Oh, boy. Okay. Nermit, wow. It's having a great time over there.
Having a really good time, but it's really lame when Dependence Day is on the middle of the week because you still have to go to work the next day.
You're at work.
Oh, that's true. Good point.
Well, for what it's worth, Nermit, you know, we filed the paperwork. Dar and I did not qualify because of our
pre-existing
conditions. Oh, yeah, big eye and the weird stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. But Dar's mostly better, and I can see real well out of this eye, so everything's great by us.
Oh, good. So I'm about to go on this trampoline.
You have a trampoline at work?
Well, it's like they brought it out for the Independence Day celebration, and I'm gonna pop up on it. Watch.
Oh.
Don't get nervous. There's a lot of much larger people on the trampoline.
No, I think it'll be four.
Oh. You have to watch those hollow little bones, Nermit.
Nermit, are you covered?
Did you put in my...
No, we had to file your paperwork?
I assumed that you would put in your own paperwork, Nermit.
Yeah, why would we file yours?
You know what?
What?
Oh, wow.
Happy Independence Day.
Okay, all right, all right. Have a good one, Nermit.
Bye, Nermit. Good luck.
I feel like we should end this Dependence Day with some of the dance moves that I did during...
Oh, yeah, those were really good, Bargie. I really liked those moves. All that swooping.
Okay, one, two... One, two, three, two, swoops, and a swivel, and a deep dive into space, and then you go up, and you shake your little tush, and you open your hatch, and then you close it, and you open your hatch again.
Cycle gone by. Time flies when you're riding it in hyperdrive. Clear out that landing pad right next to you. Got a full tank of cherry gasoline for two. Glow of the fireworks blacking off your face. Coming from those lonely losers that they're blasting into space. Take a swig, let those engines detach. Maybe later on we'll do a little hatch to hatch. Whoa, and it's that time again. Declaring cargo passengers and friends. Whoa, it's just you and me. Finish up that paperwork, just write down infinity. Whoa, holes grinding, wings whining, we're flying. For you I got three small words to say. This Dependence Day.
IT5, credits and attributions droid commencing, outro protocol. Emissary Plex Dexeter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Bent. Security Officer Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Bargie the Ship was played by Mujan Zolfagari. Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy and DeLamp were played by Seth Lind. Taxis, Florgorg, and Bargie's SR rep were played by Laura Wilcox. She's appeared on Inside Amy Schumer and You're the Worst, and she's currently writing for The Jim Jeffries Show. You can find her parody wedding guidebook, I Am Bride, on Amazon or wherever books are sold. Follow her on Twitter at Laura_Wilcox. There are two L's in Wilcox. This episode edited by Seth Lind, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Music by Brendan Ryan. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Mission to Zix is brought to this galaxy by Audioboom. Thanks, Audioboom! A very special thank you to our Patreon supporters for making Season 2 possible. This episode features the hit single, This Dependence Day, by Stroid Country legend Jordan McCorkin, written and performed by Shane O'Connell and Alta Finn. Want to blast it at your Dependence Day cookout? Download the MP3 at therebellion.space.
Not to paint everyone on a binary spectrum of
sure.
being good or evil, but...
sure.
Texas seemed like maybe not a good person.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad person. Very bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad. Very bad.
And a pack of dogs is chasing her. Sorry, someone's at the door.